Hundreds of health providers attended a conference on suicide prevention in New Jersey today. It's a gathering organizers say would never have happened 20 years ago. For WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Ann Hoffman reports.
A few decades ago, the stigma around suicide was still too great for even some health providers to talk openly about it. But this year, 300 of them gathered in New Jersey to learn about a model called Zero Suicide. It's an evidence-based approach that has significantly reduced the rates of deaths by suicide in other states. Maria Kirchner co-chairs New Jersey's Suicide Prevention Committee. She says the model encourages doctors and providers to do more screening.
Even if a person comes with a broken leg or pain, that they still perform universal screening and ask people the important question, are you suicidal?
The model is also focused on eliminating the long wait times that can keep people from getting the care they need. That's something Rutgers student Talia Bossett has experienced. She says five of her friends have struggled with thoughts of suicide, and one was told he'd have to wait 3 weeks for an appointment with a counselor.
And for a person, you know, who's suicidal, that's way too long.
Jerry Reed, an expert on Zero Suicide, says two providers in New Jersey have committed to the model, AtlantiCare and Rutgers.
And I think we just have to kind of challenge the status quo and challenge our comfort zone and realize that suicide care is no different than diabetes care or heart care or other types of health care.
In 2015, 789 people died by suicide in New Jersey. The state wants to lower that rate by 20% by 2025. Ann Hoffman, WHYY News.